Thanks for joining us for Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our series, The Invisible War, to a close as we take one last look at how the unseen world of good and evil intricately shapes our day-to-day existence. Join us for eye-opening biblical insights into the spiritual dimensions that influence our lives in ways we never imagined. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Never Fight Your Battles Undressed.
Now, the fifth thing you need, and of course, this is what a soldier needs, is he puts on the helmet. And of course, the helmet was probably the most important part of a soldier's wear, a centurion's wear, because if you get a head wound, that's often a mortal wound. If you lose your head, you've lost it. And so you want to have, not many people are walking around headless, right? Okay? So you want to wear a helmet. And he says, you got to put on the helmet. And that's the next verse, verse 17. He says, you need to put on the helmet of salvation. Salvation. Now, what is the purpose of a helmet? It is to protect your mind. Your mind. And so the fifth piece of weapon protection you need is sanity. Sanity. And sanity means I protect my mind from evil thoughts. I protect my mind. That's what a helmet does. It protects your mind. It protects your head. And if you're going to win the spiritual battles of life over doubt, discouragement, depression, defeat, and all these other things, you got to learn how to control your thoughts. You got to have sanity. I didn't say hanity. I said sanity, protecting my mind from evil. Now, what is it that protects my mind from evil? Salvation. When I get put on salvation, I get a whole new mind. Let me just say it this way. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't have him in your heart, if you're still outside the family, you, friend, have zero protection against Satan. None whatsoever. Satan's not afraid of your words. He is afraid of God's word. Satan's not afraid of your thoughts. He is afraid of God's thoughts. And it is salvation that protects your mind. And it's the helmet of salvation. Now, I don't want to go into this in a lot of detail because we've spent weeks talking about the importance of guarding your mind. But it is amazing to me what people allow in their mind, what they'll read, what they'll think, what they'll listen to. You know, let's just admit it. Do you know what television is? It's a drug with a plug. That's really all it is. It's a drug with a plug. And most of it on there is not really very good for your brain. There's some good stuff, and there's some stuff that's just fluff, but there's a lot of stuff on there that's actually bad, and it's not good for your mind. The Bible says this in Colossians 3:2. Keep your mind on things above, not on worldly things. That means when Satan puts a dart and he shoots a dart of doubt in your mind, you go, I'm not going to believe that. I got the helmet of salvation on. Instead, I'm going to think this. You cannot choose what happens to you. You cannot choose everything that's going to happen in your future, but you can choose what you think about. You have 100% control over that. And when you choose to think on things that are good and true and right and just, when you choose to think on the word of God, you are putting on the helmet of salvation. Now, when you think about each of these issues, integrity and purity and serenity, peace and certainty and sanity, you know what that is? It's a perfect picture of Jesus. But what this is talking about is letting Jesus Christ live through your life. Nobody has more integrity, more sanity, more purity, more certainty than Jesus Christ. Now, there's one other thing that you have to have in order to fight the battles in life and win. And Paul says you got to put on every piece. And the fifth piece is maturity. If you'll write this down, maturity. And what is maturity? Just knowing a lot of the Bible? No. It is knowing the Bible and knowing how to use the Bible against Satan. Maturity is the ability to use the word of God against Satan. And unfortunately, most people don't know how to do this. You may have been in church for a year or 2 years or 10 years, and you've heard lots of Bible taught, but you don't know how to use the Bible against Satan. That is maturity. How to use the word of God against the devil. Maturity is when you practice the word of God, not just know it. Now, here's a passage on the screen. It's not on your outline. It's a long passage, but it's important. Hebrews 5:12 to chapter 6, verse 1. Let me read this to you. Paul's talking to believers, and he says, you know, you guys, you've been Christians for a long time, and you're still immature. You're still babies. He said, you ought to be able to be a teacher. In fact, here's what he says. Though by this time, you've been a Christian this long, by this time, you ought to be teachers. Now, you ought to be teaching the Bible, not just sitting listening to it. But he said, you still need somebody to teach you the elementary truths of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. He said, anybody who lives on milk is still a spiritual baby. But solid food is for the mature. And then here's the definition of maturity. Who by constantly practicing, in other words, not, oh, I know that Bible, not I've studied that Bible, but I practice the Bible. Who by constant practicing have trained themselves, and you can train yourself, that's maturity. Who by constant practicing have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. What's he talking about there? Maturity is when you know the Bible so well that you go, you hear an idea, you go, oh, that's not of God. Of course, that's wrong. That's foolish. That's dumb. This is right. That's wrong. And you can quickly judge, you go, that's not right because I know what the Bible says. That's wrong. That's the Bible. That's a good thing. I shouldn't say that. I should say this. I shouldn't do that. I should do this because you've trained yourself to know right from wrong. He says, therefore, let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ, teachings about Christ, and go on to maturity and of faith in God. Now, the seventh weapon that a soldier would have, and of course, this one is important, is his sword. Now, a sword is so important because this is an offensive weapon. You see, are you ticklish, Tom? This shield is a defensive weapon, but the sword is an offensive weapon. This one is where you're going after Satan rather than him coming after you. You're taking over territory. You're expanding. You're enlarging the kingdom. You're going after what you want to go after in life because you're not just defending yourself as some poor person under attack. You're saying, I'm coming after you, buddy. You're not going to get my family, Satan. You're not going to get my job, Satan. You're not going to get my career. You're not going to get my marriage. You're not going to get my mind. I'm coming after you. And the Bible calls this the sword of the Spirit. And notice the next verse, verse 17. He says, you take the sword of the Spirit, which is, what is it? The word of God. Look up here. This is your sword. The Bible is your sword. And the Bible says it can cut, and the sharper your sword is, the more you can do with it. This is your sword. Now here's the, listen to me very, very closely. The Bible does not become your sword until you memorize it. If it's all the words are in this little book and you got it on your shelf, it does you no good at all. But if you memorize a Bible verse, it's in your mind. And remember, that's where the battle is. Now it becomes a sword. If you have a Bible, you could have 100 Bibles on your shelf. And as long as they're closed and on the shelf, they do you no good. There's no power in them just sitting there. It's only when you take truth out of here and you put it in here and you remember it, then it becomes a sword. Now, Jesus taught us how to fight Satan in the temptations that he went through in the wilderness. And in every temptation, he answers Satan's dart with a quoted scripture. And Satan would say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? And Jesus is modeling it for us. He says, well, it says in the Bible, da 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 da. And he quotes back. Now, Jesus did not pull out his pocket Old Testament when he was tempted. And when Satan said, look, I'll give you all these things if you'll fall down and worship me. He didn't say, you know, I know somewhere over here in Deuteronomy. hang on just a minute, okay? Satan, hang on. I know over here somewhere there's a verse that said, oh, yeah, this is it. Oh, no, that's not it. Here it is. No, he just quoted it. He had it in his mind. Now, let's admit he did have an advantage because he wrote it. Okay, he wrote it. But the Bible does not become your sword until you memorize it. The single most important thing you can do as a Christian is memorize verses that help you. Bar none. I started this when I was 17 years old. I have memorized thousands of Bible verses. That gives me power. Because when you're tempted, you never have a Bible with you. Let's say you're tempted to spend money you don't have on something you don't need. And you're in Nordstrom's and you see this good-looking dress. And Satan says a fiery dart. Man, you'd look sexy in that. But you can't afford a $300 dress. And he said, oh, come on, just get it. Put it, charge it. You can't afford it, but charge it. Now, you're not going to pull out a verse out of your, pull out a Bible at that point and go, now I know somewhere over here talks about not spending money you don't have. You need to have that verse memorized. You say, what verse? Do I have to memorize the whole Bible? Of course not. What do you memorize? The verses that help you in the most tempting areas that you have. If you have a problem with impatience, you better be memorizing some verses on patience. If you have some problems with anger, you need to be memorizing some verses on anger. If you have a problem with watching where your eyes go and lust, you need to be memorizing some verses on lust. If you have a problem with spending too much, you need to be reading through Proverbs and going, oh, that's a good one. And that, and you write it down on a little white card and you keep it there and you keep saying it over and over till you got it memorized. You don't have to memorize the whole Bible, but you need to memorize the ones that help you. If you're always copping out and not telling, standing up and saying what you believe, you need to memorize some verses on courage. If you have problems with doubt, you need to memorize some verses on doubt. So whatever you're struggling with, that's what you need, because then you got a sword to fight back. Otherwise, when Satan puts those thoughts in your mind, you got nothing to fight back with. You're like, I'm just going to take you on, Satan. And he stands back and goes, you think I'm afraid of your words? I have no fear of your words. But when you quote the word of God, that's a sword. That's a sword. Now, let me wrap it up with two questions. First question, how do I put on all this weapon? Well, isn't this guy handsome? You know, I tell you what. Now, you know what, ladies? This godly hunk of burning love is single. And he will wear this on a first date if you want him to. You owe me. You owe me on that one. How do you put on this weaponry or this armor so you're protected against Satan and discouragement and doubt and all these things that he throws at you? Two words. Write this down. Through prayer. Prayer is the way you put on the armor. You put on all of these pieces by praying about them. And you say, God, today I need integrity in my life. I need it. I need to know your truth and I need to do your truth. I need to build my life on truth. And God, I need purity in my life today. And there's a lot of impure things out there. I don't want impure relationships, impure thoughts. I don't want impure motives. I need a clean heart. And you ask God to give you a clean heart. And you say, God, I'm so stressed out. I need serenity today. I need peace. I need to put on the shoes of good news of peace. And God, today I'm going to be anxious and I'm going to have worries and I'm going to have fears. And God, I need you to give me serenity and I want to put on the shoes of peace. That's how you say it. And God, today when there's doubts come at me, I need certainty. I need to know. And you just mentally dress yourself. You don't go into battle undressed. And God, I need sanity. My life is insane right now. My schedule is insane right now. My world is insane right now. I need sanity. I need the helmet of salvation. I need you to help me protect my mind from all the goofy ideas that Satan tries to throw in there and go, you're nuts. You're, and all of those wacky, crazy thoughts that I get. I need sanity. And God, I need maturity. and I'm going to memorize a Bible verse. You know, if you memorized one verse a week, at the end of this year, you'd have 52 verses memorized. That means you got 52 swords to use. You're no longer defenseless against Satan. You need maturity. And so prayer, write this down, prayer is how we fight the battle. A lot of people don't get prayer. A lot of people think prayer is just something you just tag on. It's kind of like singing the national anthem before a game. Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice. It's important to do, but it has no relationship whatsoever to the game. It's like, oh, say, can you, you know. And then everybody claps, and then the real game starts. A lot of people think that's what prayer is, that you just kind of do it. You do it before you eat. You do it before you go to sleep. You do it in the morning. You do it before a meeting. And it doesn't really, you didn't have to put your mind in gear. It's like Charlie Brown's Christmas special and the teacher. Wah, 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 wah. And it doesn't even matter. No, prayer is how you fight the battle. Prayer is how you win the battle, and you put these things on. Now, last question. When in your day is the best time to get spiritually dressed for battle? Morning or evening? Yeah, yeah. Because when you get up in the morning, that's why you should have a quiet time in the morning. You get up in the morning and you sit down and you pray and you mentally put on the spiritual warfare because you're getting ready to go out into battle. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to end your day with a quiet time. Because that, you know, that means you get all dressed up in your war gear and then you get in bed. That would be uncomfortable. Okay? And so you need to do it at the start of the day. My challenge to you is that you will begin to use this metaphor in your prayer life and use it with regularity. Memorize this metaphor. So you can pray these six things. So you can say, okay, God, I'm going into battle today. I need to have these six things. I need integrity. I need purity. I need serenity. I need certainty. Come on, God. I need your help. I need sanity. I need maturity. And know what it means. If you can memorize this, you can spiritually prepare yourself for battle every day, and you're going to start living in victory. Let's bow our heads. Father, we know that Satan laughs when we try to fight him without any armor on and without any weapons. Forgive us for all the times that we've thought other people were the enemy. Help us to realize we're not fighting against people made of flesh and blood. But the problem is behind the problem, and it is the spiritual evil, the satanic influences, the evil rulers and authorities, the unseen world, the powers of darkness. And we're not going to win by human methods. Help us to put on the mental armor of integrity, knowing and doing the truth, of purity, keeping our motives clean, of serenity, living and speaking good news of peace, living in harmony. Help us to put on certainty, trusting your promises, and sanity, protecting our minds from evil. And maturity, using the word of God. Help us to practice using it, and that we would do it realizing that is prayer. In prayer, we win the battles. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, say this prayer. Jesus Christ, as much as I know how, come into my heart. I'm helpless against Satan without you. I need you to save me. I need salvation. I need the helmet to protect my mind. So I ask you to come into my heart and life and change me. In your name I pray, amen. Hi everybody, this is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Every day, our faith is assaulted by the world's values, our sinful nature, and the forces of evil. But by wielding God's Word, you can find the wisdom to discern, the strength to endure, the grace to grow, and the power to fight and win this battle. That's why we're excited to tell you about the Invisible War Scripture Box, filled with 52 scripture cards hand-selected by Pastor Rick. These key verses will help you put on the armor of God, remind you of God's promises, and replace Satan's lies with God's eternal truth. This set of 52 beautiful full-color Bible verse cards comes in a silver, faux-leather scripture box with an embossed Bible verse on top. It's a great way to have the Word of God with you when you need it most. And we'll send you the Invisible War Scripture Box when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the Word of God across our nation and around the world. Quantities are limited, so get your Invisible War Scripture Box today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.